Whenever we're ready. That's you guys.
Oh, well, I was just waiting for you to be ready, Dave.
Oh, I'm ready.
Yeah, okay,
I miss when Dave used to do that countdown, that 5-4, and point to us like
yeah, 5,
like he's
4,
fucking
1.
Gelman.
Good reference.
Yeah, yeah.
You
know. Do you know who Gelman is?
I have no idea what that is.
Oh my god,
he's the producer or showrunner or whatever.
He's the producer and I believe end showrunner of Live. With now just Kelly and whoever the hell they can pull
is
in.
Is it even with Kelly or do they just call it Live?
It's Live with Kelly.
Okay,
it's Live with Kelly now. Yeah,
I remember him back on the days when it was Reege and Kathy Lee. That's when I used to watch it.
Yeah, when I was 4, I was convinced that they were married. I don't know why.
Because you would, I get that reasoning.
Yeah,
though.
I understand that.
I get that totally.
Well, I also thought it was being shot in their house, so I was still a little dumb.
Well,
just so we're clear,
around the age that you're talking about, I thought when I pooped, the poop went to like monsters on the toilet, and I had to feed them on a regular basis.
Wow. That is dumb.
Yeah. So I got you all beat in the dumb category.
Dave, you just made me feel better about my life.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, buddy.
I normally I wouldn't ask, but you don't still believe that, right?
I mean, a part of me thinks it just
it's
might
possible.
Be true.
All right.
Yeah.
It's fair.
Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast, where we're talking about poop monsters. I'm Ed.
I'm Jeff.
And I'm Dave.
So what did the poop monster look like in your mind, Dave?
I don't know. In my head, it was kind of like a anaconda kind of like, situation.
Okay.
So you have older siblings. Did they tell you that, like to scare you? Like, where did you learn that, or was this a complete, like, concoction?
This is a total
that
fabrication.
Leaky brain of yours?
This is a fabrication in my leaky brain.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is what I genuinely thought this for,
okay.
I would say at least 3 to 4 years.
15 years.
Yeah, 3 to 4 years, yeah.
Wow, that's... Were they consecutive years, or...
Yes.
Like, did you believe it last year and 10 years ago? I'm just wondering.
I alternated years. No, right. Yeah, it was three to four consecutive years.
I don't...
And then I learned, my dad is a civil engineer, and I learned about the sewer system.
Right.
And how it actually works, and then I... You know, put that theory to rest.
Okay. Well, that's good. A good thing.
Good work, Encyclopedia Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Did you believe that the Ninja Turtles lived there?
No, I never believed that.
Okay.
That was too far-fetched.
I don't, yeah.
Yeah. Poop monster, completely believable.
I don't know if I ever believed, you know, I believed in Santa and the Tooth Fairy and all of that kind of stuff.
So did I.
But I don't know if I ever had, like, a crazy theory that I believed like that.
I don't think so.
I was never one for, like, monsters under the bed.
Neither was I.
I didn't believe any of that.
No.
Nope.
Yeah. It's weird.
The thing is, I wasn't afraid of it. Like, it was,
right.
Like, my friend. Like,
sure.
I fed it on a regular basis.
Whereas
that
is
fucking crazy.
Logically, I would think you should be afraid of it, because if it's an anaconda, it can crawl up your pipes and just bite you in the butthole and get
mm-hmm.
right to the source.
Never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I could bring a little bit of psychosis into your childhood
memories.
Or could
crawl out of the vent in your car while you're driving like that.
Did you see that?
Yeah, man, that... Fuck
Wait,
that.
What is this?
I would have dove out of that car like a fucking episode of Chips. they were motorcycles. That's
a bad
reference.
We gotta fill me in.
All right, so there was a lady, I believe it was in Florida.
I think so.
She jumped out of her car because suddenly out of her vent starts crawling this giant ass snake.
What?
And by the way, just so that we're clear, the hyphen is between giant ass and not ass and snake.
Yeah, it wasn't
a
snake with a big ass.
Yeah. I was confused.
It came crawling out of the vent that's
right by the
just
driver.
To the left of the steering wheel.
Yeah.
Like right there. And she like freaked.
Yeah. Which
I would
have
abandoned that car.
Yeah.
Dukes of Hazzard's a better reference, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Chips were on motorcycles.
You're right. I would have abandoned it like any of those people.
Oh, man. No.
Yeah. No.
I'd have been feeding the poop monster in my pants immediately.
Yeah. Would have had to get that poop monster to make a fucking road trip to my.
Yeah. Can I get an Uber with a poop monster in it, please? Thanks.
That is. And of course, was it Florida?
I believe it was Florida.
Florida, to me, I call Florida the Australia of the U.S. because it's got like all these like fucking monster creatures all over the place, and people are ass backwards and have no manners, just like. Australia, it's crazy.
You always see those videos coming out of Florida from the golf courses with the giant dinosaur-sized alligators.
Oh, man. Did you see, not long ago, there was a video of an alligator that was a beast.
I'm sorry. I just need to, first of all, it is Florida. The snake was 6 feet long.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
What kind of snake was it?
A scary as fuck snake. I don't like snakes.
That is a actual scientific category.
Yeah, it is, right?
You know it's a thing that I don't like.
It goes garden snake, anacondas, that.
Scary as fucks. Yeah. Scary as fuck vent snakes.
Oh, I'm sorry. They were unsure of what type it was.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Did it get away? Fuck it. I don't even want to know.
I don't know.
I'm not going to Florida anytime soon.
I once saw an episode of Cops, which, by the way, is probably one of the greatest shows on television ever. But I saw an episode of Cops where a woman called because a snake was, like, on her front porch and on the, like, she had a covered porch there on top of it and all this shit. And they were trying to, like, get rid of the snake peacefully. And then this one officer, this sergeant, this huge guy comes walking up. And just bashes the fucking snake's head in because, like, there was no other way to get rid of it. So he just clubbed the snake and then it held it up like a belt and just, like, walked away. It was awesome. Cops has everything.
That is a mic drop moment for that officer.
Yeah, yeah.
He did. He, like, bashed it, picked it up on his nightstick and just was like, here you go, guys, get rid of it.
That's the moment where you're just... You know everyone there, their dick just shriveled right back into their body as soon as that was done.
Oh, yeah. And the woman in the house was awesome. She was in a... like a full-on panic about this snake. It was great. Even after they were like holding the dead snake, showing her the snake is dead, she still wouldn't like let them in the house
with a snake, with a dead snake. I wouldn't either. No, I don't want them knowing where they can bury their bodies.
She showed them that it was dead and like took it away, and then the one officer wanted to like talk to her and she wouldn't open the door. She's like, it's out there.
It was great. That's amazing.
It was awesome.
Snakes are horrifying and I don't like them.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about something that's not going to keep me up all night. I've been waiting to ask you. A friend of mine got a Raspberry Pi.
Those are delicious.
They are. Actually, I've never had a regular Raspberry Pi, and I hate raspberries, so I'm going to say they're not. But
the only pie I eat is apple, but I figured I'd make the crappy joke anyway.
Well, listen, it worked. It worked. It brought a little...
It brought a little banter, a little back and forth.
So it killed some time, you know, that's all we're really here doing.
Yep.
So a friend of mine got a Raspberry Pi computer with a bunch of video game emulators on it. And I want to build one. Have you ever seen them before? You know anything about them?
I've seen them. I haven't bought one yet to do the same thing. I know another one of my friends is about to do that. They just bought the Pi to get started on it.
Okay.
It looks sick, though.
It does.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen...
Did you see the one where they put it in Game Boy?
I was just going to ask you the same thing, where they use the screen from a Garmin GPS.
Yeah.
They use a screen from a Garmin GPS, wired it up. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what is a Raspberry Pi?
It's an entire, basically, it's a computer system on a board. So you've got your RAM and all your stuff just on this one little, like, piece of gum-sized thing.
And it is. It's small.
Yeah. It's like tiny. It's not, like, a literal piece of gum, but, like, no, two, but
the,
I think.
The it's probably about the size of a credit card, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, a little bit thicker, but not much.
They make a case that's basically an Altoid tin, so it has to fit in there.
Yeah.
What is the cost of these things?
$10.
That's it?
That's it.
Is that really it?
Well, that's like the baseline one.
Just for the board.
Just for the board. Yeah, you can get one. They go up to as much as like $35.
And then you got to put
some,
all the stuff
on
it?
They do have
it?
Some that are more like if you go on Amazon, they have them where they have the case and the power supply and all of that, like a complete kit almost for like $65 and, you know.
Yeah.
Now, how would a someone like me that doesn't know anything program something like this? Can you buy them pre-programmed? Like, if you wanted an emulator of all these different games, can you buy them with that stuff on it?
I'm sure you could in some, like, back alley sort of deal.
You're talking about, like, gray market.
Yeah.
Gray market type of stuff there.
Once you get home to that, you know, alley that you live in, the, you know, old Gus behind the dumpster, he can hook you up.
He always has everything that's good.
Yep.
Old Gus.
Anything you need for a hand job. That's the old Gus motto.
This is reliable.
Yeah.
He is reliable.
Super reliable.
I don't know why when you said old Gus, it reminded me of, I imagined him being like Cheeseburger Eddie from The Longest Yard. who's Terry Crews.
Yeah.
He like how somehow he always pulls, like, I don't know what I pictured. The guy that lives in the alley with Dave somehow always has cheeseburgers on him. I don't know.
It's not the worst thing in the world.
Where is my mind going? How did I get there?
Snake vent.
Mm-hmm.
Snake vent right into there.
That's what it is.
I was picturing Peter, the guy that played Columbo. That was my picture in my head for
Old Gus. See, I wasn't picturing Old Gus looking like this guy. I was just almost like a mutant superpower.
Okay.
To just produce cheeseburgers from fucking thin air.
He's going to be an asset to the X-Men. Let me tell you.
Absolutely. All right. So back to Raspberry Pi.
Off of cheeseburgers, back to pie.
So how would you program this?
Well, like, what's the operating? Does it come with an operating system preloaded?
I think, and mind you, I could be completely wrong about this because I haven't done anything with it myself. I think it comes with Ubuntu on it. You can get ones that will run Windows 10. They make a special version of Windows 10 for it because it's a ARM chip that's on there. But,
really?
Yeah.
I mean, these things have so many uses.
Yeah, they do.
Like, people, because they're so inexpensive, people are buying them and putting them in all sorts of different things. They're using them in home automation.
Yep.
I think
somebody made a smart mirror. So in the morning after they took their shower, the mirror would just have all of their information on it.
That's pretty awesome.
That's sick.
Yeah, it looked dope and looked like it was way more effort than I was willing to put in for a mirror.
Also, it would probably make it a lot less painful for me to look in the mirror.
No, Dave, that pain's never going to go away.
It would make it a lot less painful if the mirror didn't show my own reflection.
Right?
It'd be a lot easier to look at.
Yeah. All of a sudden, I just see it's sunny out. Yeah. That's great.
The mirror knows you're looking at it, just puts up a picture of Ryan Gosling, and you're like, I feel better. This is good.
I'm like, yes, ready to start my morning. So, I didn't realize that it had the ability to put other operating systems on it. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And I think I want to get a couple and just start kind of experimenting. Because what if you burn out a $10 board, you know, big deal.
Yeah, what you going to do?
So
cry about it?
Buy
you
another.
Have to see. You got to check it out. And if you go on YouTube and look at some of the modifications, the mods that people do. Like, they'll fabricate cases for this thing. And like I said, somebody took an old Game Boy. I think it was regular old-ass Game Boy. I don't even think it was Game Boy Color.
No, it was a regular Game Boy.
They took a regular Game Boy, basically stripped out all the guts and just used the plastic housings and some of the button relays and stuff. And they modded it. So they cut additional holes. They made additional buttons because you need four buttons for this. They widened where the old screen was and put a Garmin GPS screen in there so that it was color and much higher resolution than any of these games require.
Yep.
And they put the Raspberry Pi. They housed it all in there. They had a Game Boy that had all Nintendo, Sega, Super Nintendo, Game Boy, like every iteration of Game Boy up to like the DS's.
Awesome.
Neo Geo, TurboGrafx-16. They had all sorts of shit. They even have, I think, an arcade mod.
Yeah, they do.
With all arcade games in it.
That's what I'd be interested in. I'd love that.
Wait until you see some of the other ones. I mean, there's games like you totally forgot. You know, you totally forgotten about. And you're like, oh my God, this game's awesome.
Yeah. Speaking of arcade games, tangentially related, did you see that they're having a problem keeping all the old arcade machines going now that CRTs are fading out.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, apparently the boxes that they'd use for them are going to be just completely useless because there's no CRTs to put back in there.
Wow.
Yep. Now, can't they modify those boxes so that way you can put an LCD in?
I would have thought so, but right? The article I read did not say that, and I wasn't really interested enough to look further. But I did have that same thought, and then I went, that involves opening a new tab.
Yeah. You way too much work. Yeah.
So
Command and T?
From the little that I know about those arcade games, you can modify it. But like these arcade games are, the value is in the them being a collector's item.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, because again, like I said, for $125, you could get, you can get Gus, Back Alley Gus, to make you one of these with all the things preloaded. Whereas an arcade costs you, you know, multiple hundreds, if not over $1,000, and some of the rarer ones are probably multiple thousands of dollars. And it's the fact that they're a collector's item.
Yeah, right. It's true.
That does it.
Yep. Hmm. What was the arcade game where your dinosaur was fighting? Anybody know?
No.
Nope.
It's bugging the crap out of me now.
I remember Rampage.
I remember Pac-Man.
They're making a Rampage movie.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Isn't that just like King Kong versus Godzilla?
Yeah. Yeah, but
isn't that just like store brand King Kong versus Godzilla?
The ODOs.
Yeah, the cereal in a bag version. What was the third? It was a wolf, right?
Yeah, there was a wolf, there was the Godzilla, and then there was the King Kong.
Oh man. Did you
Kong, of course, spelt with a C for copyright reasons, and Godzilla, the I is replaced with a Y. Yeah.
Really?
No.
All right, that's made up. Now I sound stupid. Thanks. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Anytime.
Buddy. Actually, I knew that that wasn't the names. I don't know why I fell for that, like a dick. speaking of Kong, that didn't...
That opened last weekend. Apparently, it's real good.
Yeah.
What about Kong?
I was just going to say, I heard that the movie was, like, intense.
Yeah.
It kicked the shit out of Logan when it opened.
Yeah.
Which is another one. Did you see Logan?
I haven't seen Logan yet.
What about you? Did you see it?
Nope.
I want to see it.
I heard it's
one of the best superhero movies.
Yeah.
Of any studio.
I've heard things where people are saying that if it was released later in the year, it might be up for Best Picture nomination.
Jeez.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yup. But it's released now, so everyone's going to forget
about
it.
Would that be a first for an adaptation of a comic book?
For Best Picture, yes.
Yeah. I know they get a lot of special effects.
They get a lot of special effects. Heath Ledger was the first one to win Best Supporting Actor for Dark Knight, but that was also because he died and stuff.
Yeah.
He should have won that, even if he didn't die.
He did win.
No, I'm saying he...
Oh, he should have. Yeah, that
he
was...
He deserved to win is what I meant.
Yeah.
Even if he didn't die, he definitely deserved it. That was a great...
Unbelievable.
Almost as unbelievable as the fucking Suicide Squad winning an Oscar for anything.
So, did you see the list of things that Suicide Squad has beaten in the way of number of Oscars? Because it's horrifying.
Oh, I can imagine.
Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. You said it's tied with Citizen Kane.
Kane.
Anyone who's ever taken a class in any sort of film knows Citizen Kane like through and through.
Yeah.
And Suicide Squad has more Oscars. Whew. Although, it's not really fair. Citizen Kane is from... It's got to be, 80 years old now? I don't even know when it was made.
Yeah. I don't know.
But it's, that's from back in the day. That's like saying, Babe Ruth is the, it's the same argument. Babe Ruth is the greatest baseball player of all time. Babe Ruth didn't have to pitch against, some of these guys throwing 100 mile an hour, fucking laser beams.
Right, but that's also then like saying this Hot Topic employee is as good as Babe Ruth was. Is where you're getting your comparison there.
So, what do you mean?
Well, the Hot Topic employee is Suicide Squad. And Babe Ruth is a good movie, and they're not like, well, I mean, Babe Ruth is a baseball player. Right. I wasn't referring to like the Babe or anything like that. But you know, that's how
the comparison about the pig that goes into the big city.
Yes. Yeah.
Ah. Yes.
Yeah. As the pharmacist,
a modern day Citizen Kane, Babe, Pig in the City, or whatever the subtitle is.
So I went to the. It was a couple of years ago. I went to the Museum of the Moving Image, and they had a thing about a whole like interactive display about voiceover work. And one of the things you could do is record on a microphone, like a big one, like what we have, voice over a movie. And I chose Babe, and it was the scene.
Naturally.
Where, yeah, as one does. And it was a picture. It was the part where the dogs are talking to the pig, and the dog would say something, and you're supposed to be Babe, and I started screaming about talking dogs. And everyone outside apparently was just rolling on the floor. It was good. It was a good time.
That is. I would love to have seen that. I would love to go and do that.
Yeah. What? It's not a part of the exhibit anymore.
Son of a bitch.
But it's a good museum to go to.
What was the old one where they did the Juggernaut voiceovers? That was really popular a few years ago.
Oh, the I'm the Juggernaut,
the Juggernaut bitch?
Yeah. Yeah, the thing that jumped the shark when X-Men 3 did it.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're like, oh.
That was guys. But that was after the fact that they that was way after that thing's popularity had kind of come and gone. That they who was Vinny Jones?
Yep,
was Juggernaut, and he said it in that British accent.
Yeah, that movie
was
bad.
Atrocious,
not good. That movie is the Suicide Squad of X-Men.
Yeah, no,
X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Yes,
is.
There you go.
Yeah, that was a real 1-2 punch, though.
Actually, I heard that Dawn of Justice is worse than Suicide Squad.
Well,
I haven't watched it yet, but I
Dawn of Justice?
Yeah. Isn't that Batman vs. Superman?
Yeah. You've seen Batman vs. Superman?
I have not.
Man, I mean, we spent so much time talking about it.
Yeah, no, I absolutely have not watched it.
You've made the right choice.
I did see Suicide Squad, and it was, while it was not great, it was also not good. But I don't think it was as horrible as what I've heard from almost everybody about Dawn of Justice.
Yeah. Sorry, I haven't heard anybody refer to Batman v Superman as just Dawn of Justice. That's why I was thrown for a second.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
My bad. Is it it's not even worth acknowledging its real name. I don't give a fuck.
No. It's Crazy Steve versus Super Jesus is the way that a lot of people refer to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's That's, I guess that's one way.
Yeah. It's a choice people have made.
I've totally forgot what I was going to say.
I think you're going to tell me I'm pretty.
You are pretty.
Thanks, buddy.
Hair's got some extra poof to it today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the I'm pulling my hair out because I hate the people that I'm dealing with kind of poof.
Oh.
Yeah.
In general or the hate you right now?
No, not right now.
Oh.
I love the people I'm dealing with now.
Close one.
Yeah. No, you're fine.
I got nervous for a second.
Dave's questionable, but you're a guy.
You know what I should say? I got nervous for Dave.
Yeah.
I got nervous for Dave for a second.
Yeah. Shouldn't be nervous for yourself. You're fine.
I thought I was adding volume to his hair. And I was like, well, that's weird.
It reminds me of Tommy, the scene in Tommy Boy, where he says he wants to drive his car off the road. He lifts all his hair up. That's what Ed's got going on right now.
He does.
I had to add a little bit of visual, being mm-hmm. that this is a podcast.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
For now, until it becomes a late night talk show.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what late night needs. Three more white people. Three more white guys, no less. Mm. Hey, at least our names aren't Jimmy. We'd be good.
Yeah. And I think Kimmel's actually better than Fallon.
Yes, I agree.
Yes.
I can't stand Jimmy Fallon anymore.
Jimmy Fallon is all the song, and it's the song and dance, though.
Yeah,
it's,
I can't stand him anymore.
Yeah, he's gotten a little.
And he's a horrible interviewer. It's a variety show now.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm a Colbert man.
Okay. I was only comparing the Jimmys.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. I'm just saying in general.
Comparing the Jimmys. Jimmys.
Think about that one.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, oh, I said it.
Yep. Comparing the Jimmys.
Might as well steer into the skid. Mm-hmm.
If you wipe better, you won't have so many skids, mm-hmm. just so you know.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
I've heard that. I just want to get one of those
bidets?
Water jets. Yeah, bidets. Yeah. Just get one of those.
Just transition to baby wipes.
Mm.
They're terrible for the plumbing.
That's true.
They are, yes.
Terrible for the plumbing.
It's true. The monster in the toilet doesn't like baby wipes either because they have the alcohol in it. They don't like that very much. Irritates the throat.
And there's not alcohol in the butt wipes.
Not the butt wipes. No.
That's like the sanitizing wipes.
What he's not telling you is he thinks that Purell wipes are baby wipes. So every time he uses it, his butthole starts going on fire.
I was just going to say, that's why he's a real brontosaurus because he's using alcohol wipes on his...
on my tushy.
On a raw butt. Oh, speaking of jump the shark, huh? We got way off right there.
Oh, we didn't jump the shark.
You're right.
Yeah, no, we haven't done that until we get, Jimmy Fallon on our show, and then we can tell him that he's not a good interviewer to his face.
Is that jumping the shark? I don't know. I don't even know what jumping the shark
means. I think so,
means.
Because I'm going to play a game where he's dressed as a shark, and I'm going to jump over him.
Okay.
Because that's what he's comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, do you know where jump the shark is coined from?
No. No, I can't lie and say I do.
That's good. It's from Happy Days.
It is.
Where the Fonz literally water skis
over a shark.
Jump over a shark.
Yep. Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
And how does that translate to this conversation?
I don't know.
Jeff misused the phrase jump the shark, and then I misused the phrase jump the shark, and then I talked about jumping over Jimmy Kimmel dressed as a shark, and then he asked you, and now we're here. And now I've just done a recap of the past 3 minutes.
Well, hey.
So there you go.
If you weren't lost before, now you are.
Yeah.
Maybe you're found now because you were definitely lost before.
Yeah,
without a doubt.
So were we all.
Without a doubt.
Yep. So, lessons from this episode?
Well, I think that's very easy to determine. Don't jump over sharks unless the shark is on a television set.
Mm-hmm.
Don't use Purell to wipe your butthole.
Correct.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
No poop monsters.
No such thing.
Yeah.
As far as we know.
True.
And avoid snake cars.
Okay.
There you go. That's, I think, either 4 or 5. I lost count.
Mm-hmm.
Lessons for you people.
Mm.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we really packed a punch into a brief episode.
Not to mention raspberry pies are delicious.
And raspberry pies are delicious, although you shouldn't
eat them. We actually don't know that, though.
Because none of us have
I don't want to false advertise.
Yeah.
You know, as these modern-day muckrakers that we are, I don't want to start telling people shit that I know, that I don't know is true.
It's true. You don't want to bring upon these critiques without knowing the facts.
We can't hashtag fake news.
No.
Not us.
Nope,
no.
We have integrity.
Yes. This is the podcast of integrity.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fart absolutely. Noise here.
That's the only thing. That might be the only thing we have is integrity.
Integrity.
Yeah.
Everything we say is true as far as we know.
Just don't look it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't verify.
Yeah.
We're just running on alternative facts here, people. It's fine.
Absolutely.
Well, guys, I think that's it. I think we've done the lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm cashing my chips for the night.
I'm going to cut the check and go home.
Yeah. Me
See
too.
See you, fellas.
Bye, Dave.
Bye, Ed. Bye, Jeff.
See you, buddy.